Who do you want to take?
People that supported us.
People that supported us. People that supported
it's
us.
It's got to be you.
Start.
One
and
of you.
You could be one of those people. But right now, you're not. It's the end of the world, Tom.
It is. It is the end of the world, apparently.
It is going to all end. And that is what our episode is about today. About the fact that we're all going to die, according to certain niche parts of Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook's all everywhere. TikTok.
You see it on TikTok as well?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it on TikTok.
Yeah. Loads of them.
So right now, as we are recording this, it is the eclipse literally pretty much exactly right now.
It is now, isn't it? Yeah, because where does it start from?
I think
Mexico,
it's going... Is it going,
going
south to north?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and it's basically an eclipse right over North America.
Middle of the states of America.
And a full eclipse as well.
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, full blackout.
Yeah. Which apparently it's really, really rare to have... Where I think it's to do with the sun is 400 times the size of the moon.
Yeah, something like that.
And but the moon is exactly the right distance to block it out.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's also 400 times away.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because obviously the further away, the sun gets smaller. So then the moon is big enough to cover the sun.
Yeah.
That handshake looked very bad.
Yeah, just grab two on two again there. Because in my head, I was sort of like, okay, yeah, but it's just the shadow of the moon passing over, you know, a spot on the Earth, is what in my head.
Well, the shadow of it is.
It is, but... It's rare for it to be able to block out the sun perfectly.
Sunlight, yes.
Because if it was any closer or further away... You
wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
No.
It wouldn't create that perfect circle.
No, yeah. That is weird when you think about it that way. That we are that perfectly away from the sun, on our orbit around the sun, and that the moon is just perfectly in the right position to block out the light.
Yeah.
Half an hour? It's a few minutes.
Yeah, it's quite...
It's a few minutes.
It's a few minutes, yeah. It's only, yeah,
when you think
actually,
about
our rotation is so quick that it does go by very quick. Did you see it when it was over the UK in like 1999? Or do you remember?
Was it then?
It was, yeah. I just remember it.
I remember it pretty clearly.
Yeah.
I remember I was moving house at the time.
Oh, weird.
Looked out, I went,
ah!
So that's different.
We had like a proper like garden. We went to like my grandparents and we watched it and I like, got like the.
We've had two in the UK, haven't we?
Two full eclipses, have we?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I remember seeing two.
Okay.
I
remember definitely seeing one, and there was a partial one that I saw while I was in America.
I don't know.
But
I can't remember.
But either way,
mm.
some, and it's mostly Americans that I've seen, have gone nuts. What do you think could be possible causes for the end of the world? That have been listed as like this is what's going to happen. Just any give me any reason why the world could end.
That is only happening in America.
Yeah, well that. Yeah, yeah. But go on, give me a reason why the world could end.
The moon's going to stop and stop all the light.
Okay, give me another one. Keep going. Just any reasons why the world could end.
Why the sun's going to explode? I don't know.
Yeah, good one.
The
another
moon's going to explode.
Good one. Plague.
Plague?
Oh, yeah.
What? What, the plague's going to come back?
All technology is going to stop. A massive cyber attack is going to happen. the eclipse isn't even real. get me what I sent you.
Oh, my God.
So
that's a joke.
There's this joke. Amazing Twitter account, and he basically goes into all these... Facebook groups.
Is this it?
No.
Not those ones? Those are the ones you sent me first.
Oh, no. There you go.
Oh, okay.
So he goes into these Facebook groups, he infiltrates these Facebook groups, and he just monitors them. And he does it for anti-vax conspiracies, he does it for people who are practicing alternative medicine, but, you know, it's like, oh... looking directly at the sun can cure cancer.
Oh, type. I've heard of that. Yeah.
So he infiltrates all these groups. So let's have a look. So, from the Facebook group, We Live in a Simulation, Dylan has posted, "Let's hope the eclipse doesn't trigger the Madrid fault line."
Oh, no, I've heard of this one. I've heard of this one because obviously there's, obviously you've got the Madrid fault line, but then there's also the way it crosses over, apparently, is where something's going to happen.
So,
from the where predicted... the Madrid line falls,
yeah,
to then where the path of the solar eclipse is happening,
yeah,
apparently where it crosses over. It
intersects.
Over, yeah, apparently something's going to happen there. That's when everything's going to happen.
Yeah, but...
That's what I've heard and seen.
You draw enough lines across a map, eventually they're going to cross.
Yeah, true. Yeah, of course.
So, some of the comments under, "Let's hope the eclipse doesn't trigger the Madrid fault line." "Some guy from the future made a prediction saying that it's going to happen."
Oh, shut up.
"I think it's already been weakened a week or so ago by direct lightning strikes," in quotation marks. "Literally thousands hit the exact line of the path of the eclipse."
Oh my god. Honestly.
Christ. "Leave the world behind. The bridge, the cargo ship." Remember that happened a few weeks ago?
Yes. Baltimore, yeah.
"The eclipse. Were they trying to tell us something?"
Tell us what?
How do you connect those dots?
No, they don't make it. They don't make sense whatsoever.
"It's probably what the world needs."
To be honest, I agree with that, but maybe.
Yeah. And then from the Facebook group, "Awake Canada. They are either fear-mongering or something is going down on the 8th. Thoughts?" From a Karen, nonetheless.
Shock.
"Seems very suspicious." "They definitely have something planned."
That was a comment. Wow.
"They are going to do something and blame it on the eclipse." "It's a shadow passing over the earth."
They've really got enough time to do that.
And they think that something is going to happen. The talk is that there is going to be a bioweapon attack on all the big crowds gathering. Something sprayed in the air beforehand to make everyone sick. Then the WHO pandemic treaty is put into effect.
Do people hear themselves when they're writing these comments?
They're just in an echo chamber, aren't they?
They get lost. Yeah. So lost. Yeah. It's like they're actually in Lost.
Yeah. Literally.
Don't, that'll kick them right off.
Oh, here we go. I forgot that I read all these, and it just gets crazier and crazier. Right, so remember, we're coming up with theories for why the Earth could end.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we didn't even cover half the stuff that they have suggested for what could be happening during an eclipse.
All right, fair enough.
Someone's commented into the group, "Observing the effects of the binary solar system." Whatever that means. Dwayne has commented in there, "The last card is being played, April 8th. Juan has commented, "Alien invasion."
Now that would be a cool one.
I mean, it'd be a cool one. Jesus, people just link everything. "Black hole sun. It is tied to Kurt Cobain's death because of the song Black Hole Sun."
Yeah.
"And this eclipse is 33 degree Masons." Oh, is 33 degree. Masons all know about the Black Sun. It's a ritual. That's why they've started up CERN, which is the collider in Switzerland.
Right. Oh, yes.
They're doing some tests coincidentally at the same time. "Might open the gates of hell, IDK."
Oh my god. Wow.
"The last card is a fake alien invasion. Judgment begins to fall on North America. Praying hands." who
You just know this is coming from America. Anywhere else on the planet, they're like, oh, sweet, there's going to be a solar eclipse. Sweet, let's go outside and watch it.
Let's go have a look at it. Let's go have a look at
it. Oh, no, the world's going to end. Oh, my God. Everyone run.
I mean, again, this is a very niche part of their population. It's
It's not everyone.
Contained within these Facebook groups. But they've basically got the mentality of like a medieval peasant, you know, or like one of these Amazonian tribes from 2,000 years ago. Like,
yeah, potentially.
Like, oh, what's going on? Oh, this is it, the end of days, the sky is falling. You know?
Independence Day.
Yeah. Oh,
like the film, not actually their celebration.
No, not their actual. Yeah. Who's concerned that CERN is starting up the same day as the eclipse? So, just to clarify, an entirely unrelated scientific experiment that has been done many, 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 many times and is completely safe is happening on the opposite side of the planet while an eclipse is happening.
It's nowhere near the eclipse either.
It's nowhere near the eclipse. However, it's going to open the portal to the Antichrist, says Marjorie.
Wow.
What is it? They know something that we don't know about eclipses.
What? That's cool. So next thing, it's all made up. It's all man-made. The eclipse is all man-made.
You're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead. Yeah.
It's all fake.
Okay, so this is it. From the Facebook group, Flat Earth Awakening, a Christian Flat Earth group.
Oh, God.
Laura says, so what do people think of this total solar eclipse? Jason, the beginning of the end. Wayne, I think it's not caused by the moon. I've been through solar eclipses about 35 years ago. No big deal. Okay, so I'm reasonable.
Fair.
It's obviously going to take a twist, otherwise it wouldn't be included in this post. If something unusual happens, it's because they are using the eclipse as a cover-up for what they're doing. Eclipses have been happening at predictable times since creation. Reasonable again. America was planned by the occultists as the new Atlantis. We're going off. Down into it we go. Yeah,
very off track there.
Washington, D.C. was set up with roads and important buildings in occult designs with the owl and the pentagram. No big deal to see a row of towns with the names Salem and Nineveh, I don't know, in anticipation of a particular eclipse. So, the town's been set up in anticipation of...
Yeah, that was too long.
...this happening. Oh, just...
Where's the one where, like...
Oh, someone suggested it's a bio attack. I heard... Oh, this is from The Earth is Flat. I heard planes will be dropping a payload of pathogens across the entire track of the eclipse. Mark the beginning of the end times.
So basically, when the eclipse is happening, it's going to be like a no-fly zone.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. From the Facebook group, Died Suddenly News. Okay. Darlene comments... Heard it through the grapevine, mm. that certain people, with the C has been like capitalized and quoted. So I'm guessing it's to do with people who've had their COVID vaccinations.
Right.
Should not be outside on April 8th. Thoughts? So Robin, this is why people think we're crazy. Oh, you took the words out our mouth.
Yeah.
I had a dream that a frequency will turn people into murderers. Not sure if it is relevant.
Nothing.
No, of course it's not relevant.
No, of course it is. Of course that's relevant. That's so relevant.
Oh, okay, this is the one I'm looking for. So is that... Carla says, I don't care about everyone else, but if the government tell me not to do something, I'm doing it. I'll be looking at the sun throughout it all with no protection.
Right. Rebel.
Carla's going to lose her vision.
Carla's at least she's cured from cancer.
Carla's going to...
That's what we said earlier. Look at the sun, you get cured.
Carla's going to burn her retinas out trying to prove a point that has been proven many times by people who've damaged their vision looking at solar eclipses. without protection. And I watched a video earlier from a guy called Hank Green. He's a really popular YouTuber and TikToker.
Right.
He's a scientist. He's an author.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's a scientist. He's very pro-science.
Yeah.
And he attempts to educate many people as possible about science. And he was saying the eclipse is an awful time medically because loads of people, one, lose their vision or damage their eyes from looking at it without having like a visor or
sunglasses,
the projector or whatever. And also there's lots of car accidents.
Yeah.
Because people...
What's that? Oh my God!
Exactly. Exactly. And he was saying this one...
Turn the lights out! I can't see shit!
And he was saying this one's going to be really bad because of the amount of populated areas that it's going over.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the thing where all of like the line of where it's going over all the states, all of like the hotels and B&Bs are like fully booked up?
Fully booked. All fully booked.
People booked off holiday to go to these places to see the solar eclipse. I can understand, like, if you've never seen one, you want to go see one.
Yeah.
I can understand, but I mean, I wouldn't... If you're, like, near the state that it's going to cross into...
Yeah.
You'd want to, like, go see it, so you drive over to it if you can.
But I mean, if America's going... Well, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of them are flying to, like, different states to go there to watch it, which I can probably sort of relate to, but I mean...
I guess you just need to know how long is it until the next one happens in that area.
It's...
Because they don't...
But we won't be on the planet.
No.
It's long. I'm sure that's correct. Like, it's... Oh, I have a quick little...
Well, there are people who are eclipse chasers.
Yeah.
And they'll travel around the world to see them happening.
Yeah.
Which is just... Yeah, which is actually is a very cool hobby, really. Because you just end up in all different parts of the globe.
Yeah.
All the time. What you're looking for? When the next one happen?
Well, the next sort of total eclipse anywhere is the 12th of August 2026. But, I mean, if you have to specify where... It's going to be.
So when would the next North American solar eclipse be?
North American?
Yeah. Because that's why this one's such a big deal, because it's passing over the majority of North America. And it's gonna end us all, Tom.
2044.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, long way off.
A long time
off. Long way off. About 20 years. 20 years.
Oh, God damn, yeah, 20 years. Oh my God, that's scary to think that, isn't that? 20 years. Oh my God.
Oh.
We'll be old.
We will be old. So, if the world hasn't ended, I've managed to edit this and publish it and get it out online.
Yeah.
That's Tom.
I'm Tom. That's Dan.
I'm Dan. You're listening to Why the F Not podcast.
With your two favourite numpties.
Your two favourite numpties. YTFN. And thank you very much for watching and listening to us.
Really appreciate it with all the comments and all the views that we're getting. It does go a long way and it keeps us pushing to do better.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it's enjoyable knowing that people, especially we've got people like returning to listen to it. I mean, I got badgered because we had a delay on the last episode going out, which is nice. And I think every episode we're improving and getting better.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely get more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Way more comfortable
Massively
with it.
Massively so.
And as we said before, like, this is just the beginning and we're on a very basic budget of starting this up. And the more we get into it and the more we get more viewers.
Yes. Yes. And with that being said, we need to make a plea to our friends to help us get more viewers. And I know... At this point, I'm going to share this clip of us talking on across all our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a plea to our friends who are probably watching my story right now. Yes, you. Because I know you're watching, I know you see it, and you might be thinking, Dan, I don't care about podcasts. Like, good for you for trying it, but yeah, I don't actually care. And that is fair enough. However, you might have friends who listen to podcasts. You probably didn't know I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one really goes broadcasting the fact that they listen to podcasts.
How many times are you going to say podcast?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know the word for it.
You couldn't get it out.
I know. I'm tripping over it. But your friends do. But they won't know that we are here making one for free, for our own fun. But as the best we can, if you don't share it. And so this is a one-time hard plea to all my friends to either share a link, share just a little Facebook status, a post, something to just say, hey, look, these guys exist. Go give them a follow. Go give them a listen. And it would mean so much to me, to us.
Yeah, it really, if you do that, really would.
Especially from those people that I've invited to my wedding. If you've received a wedding invite and all you've done is like one of my Instagram pages or liked a couple of posts, you haven't done it enough. And I'm not gonna say you're not invited to the wedding, because I'm not that petty. But in a year's time, if you've still done nothing to support this project,
that's a long way off. A long way off.
I'm gonna know every individual in the room who hasn't at some point, liked or shared
on your speech.
Yeah,
you haven't posted. You haven't shared.
Maybe the man. Yeah, just you imagine. I just go completely
point them out. Name them.
Go off the rails.
Just throw them under the bus.
Just start calling people out. But it costs you nothing.
Yeah.
It costs you absolutely nothing, but it would help us so much. Because right now, we don't have enough audience to just snowball and generate feedback and generate our own growing.
Yeah.
So we need your help to do it.
Yeah.
And so this is a plea to our friends.
Just a little plea.
A share. The sooner that we go massively mega viral, then you won't ever have to hear from us begging you again.
Yeah.
That being said, if we go massively mega viral, if we're successful, we're going to remember our friends who supported us.
Exactly. In the start.
When Spotify or YouTube get in touch and they're like, hey, we want to take you and 10 friends to go whatever.
To Vegas,
to wakeboarding, to go do this concert.
Yeah.
You know, who do you want to take?
People that supported us.
People that supported us. It's got to be you. You could be one of those people. But right now you're not. And if it's the first time listening to us, welcome. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And you might be thinking, who are these guys and why should I continue listening to them? Then I'll hand you over to Tom and you can give them some points on why they should listen to two random white boys in their lounge making a podcast just for fun.
Exactly, that from that main reason, just for fun. Easy, like, entertainment, relatable.
Yeah.
And not hard, like, trying to get out there, even though we are pleading a little bit, but only a little.
But we're not try-hards that we're just saying anything and everything.
Yeah, anything and everything. We're not like conspiracy talkers. We're not talk about the sport world consistently, but we do different subjects. We talk about anything and everything, and even deep conversations. So anything that can be relatable, and we're everyday people.
Yeah, yeah, this is it. We're not celebrities who are just doing this as a...
Yeah, for an extra bit of money when they've got money behind them to push them, to get the followers, to get the views. We're doing it off our own back.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, all we need is just that little bit of help.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And again, and that little help goes a long way.
And like you said, we're light entertainment, but if people want us to talk about serious topics, we'll also happily do it.
Yeah,
we won't be like, oh, we're not going to touch that because, you know, we're just for fun.
No. We're easily tip our toes and fingers into every pie. Yeah.
But we're not tryharders
who,
I mean, it's... This episode's a little different because apparently right now the world's going to end.
Yeah, exactly. So we're pleading. So before everything dies, just give us a follow and a like and a little comment. It'll be all good.
Exactly. But we don't just say controversial things to be controversial.
No.
We're not out here being wannabe motivational speakers.
No.
Or anything like that.
Jesus. God, you wouldn't ever get me doing that.
Oh, God. Couldn't. Although saying
unless we got a free sponsor from these guys.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I'll shout out anyone who pays us to shout them out.
Yeah.
Well, Not anyone. I do have my principles.
Yes, yeah, 100%. But yeah, I mean, yeah, these are non-alcoholic beers are going down what a treat.
They're going down a well. And if you'd like to know who provides our non-alcoholic beers, then you'll have to wait until they pay us for us to say their name.
Yeah, well, give us supplements to start sponsoring it.
Exactly, exactly.
That's how it works.
But yeah, so I think that's our little begging and pleading and sales pitch.
Yeah, I'm done with that now. I don't like doing that.
No, we've had to belittle ourselves, and the least you can do is give us a like and a follow in exchange for our belittling.
Yeah, please. I've done that.
We're done. I'm sore.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm in pain.
Yeah, you had a hard weekend.
It was tough.
It was tough mudder.
It was tough and muddy.
That is what you done.
Yeah, we did tough mudder.
How was it?
It was really, really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good. We basically decided we're going to do another one next year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was... fortunately, unfortunately, we didn't actually end up running any of it.
Yeah, fair.
Because one of the girls on the team, bless her, she is not a sporty person.
Yeah.
None of us are. I don't think any of us actually prepared for it in any way.
Yeah.
So,
did you prepare?
No, not at all. Mentally, I ran a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I thought about going for a run a lot. Hello, valued viewer or listener. It's at this time I need to apologise for whatever reason the recording completely stopped. We didn't notice until we got up and finished recording. We spoke for about another 30, maybe 40 minutes, and then when I went and checked the camera, I saw that it had stopped, and we didn't have any of that footage. So you've only got a half episode this week. I hope it was okay. I appreciate a large segment of it. We were basically just begging and pleading for likes and shares. So if you do like and share, maybe share one of our better episodes, not this half episode. The plan was to film the rest on Friday. However, I've come down with some kind of flu and I don't want Tom to risk getting it. So hopefully I'll be back up on my feet Monday, which is when we normally record. And we will recap what was lost and do some extra stuff then as well. But thank you very much for all your support, and I hope you enjoyed. Cheers.